Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Coronavirus 411, the latest COVID-19 info and new hotspots, just the facts, for January 13th, 2021. In the U.S., more vaccine is coming and coming faster. The government will base each state's allocation partly on how successful they've been at administering what was already provided. The government will stop holding back second doses of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, practically doubling supply, and Washington is urging states to immediately start vaccinating groups further down the priority scale. CDC officials also announced that in 2 weeks, anyone flying to the U.S. will need to show proof of a negative test for COVID-19. The new measures are to try to prevent travelers from bringing in newer forms of the virus and does apply to U.S. citizens as well. Initial data from Israel's vaccination campaign shows Pfizer's vaccine curbs infections by around 50% 14 days after the first of two shots is administered. Israel's vaccination campaign is regarded as being among one of the most efficient, so this could be the best and earliest indication of effectiveness. Disneyland is reopening, but not as an amusement park, as a super vaccination site. It will be one of several such places where thousands daily will be able to get vaccinated. Other locations include Dodger Stadium, San Diego's Petco Park, and Sacramento's Cal Expo. Disney World in Florida, which is open, is also considering offering itself as a mass vaccination locale. Research in England suggests nearly half of ICU staff are experiencing symptoms of PTSD, severe depression, or anxiety. And those findings were based off surveys after the first wave of the virus, and since then, there are now 50% more patients than in April. One in five ICU nurses even reported thoughts of self-harm or suicide. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Morgan, Kentucky; Jasper, Texas; Barber, West Virginia; Tyler, Texas; Crane, Texas; Hyde, North Carolina; Kinney, Texas; Stonewall, Texas; Newton, Texas; and Sabine, Texas. There are now 9,162,598 active cases in the United States. The current top 10 states by number of active cases: California, Florida, New York, Arizona, Georgia, Virginia, Texas, Missouri, Maryland, and Colorado. The five states with the highest risk levels and most daily new cases per capita over 7 days are Massachusetts, Arizona, Arkansas, Utah, and California. The infection reproduction rate is currently highest in Washington, Georgia, New Jersey, Arizona, and Oklahoma. The states with the lowest reproduction rate are New Hampshire, Tennessee, South Dakota, Maine, and West Virginia. There have been a total 380,555 deaths in the U.S. reported as COVID-related, with a current national fatality rate of 1.67%. The states with the most new deaths reported as COVID-related: California, 604; Arizona, 335; Texas, 305; Pennsylvania, 229; Alabama, 226, New York, 208, Georgia, 187, New Jersey, 173, Florida, 156, and Tennessee, 146. Globally, there are 24,217,506 active cases. There were 625,815 new cases around the world in the last 24 hours, against a high of 785,681 January 8th. The five countries with the most new cases: the United States, 222,121, Brazil, 61,804, the UK, 45,533, Spain, 25,438, and Russia, 22,934. There have now been 1,961,130 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide, up 28% over 14 days. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Coronavirus 411 on your podcast app, or ask your smart speaker to play the Coronavirus 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.